Από τον ραδιοφωνικό σταθμό Τυράννων ευχόμαστε σε όλους σας να είστε καλά.
Radio Tirana International. Radio Tirana broadcasts in English. Hello from Radio Tirana and welcome to our broadcast in English. In today's program, after the news and calendar of the day, you can listen to our Tuesday's feature profile, which is dedicated to prominent Albanian singer Vace Zela. And then our feature folklore with Flora Folk Costumes. The main stories. Albanian Prime Minister Edi Rama called the 17th meeting of the Commission for Europe of the World Tourism Organization in Tirana a historic event. During his speech held at this meeting, Prime Minister said that the meeting comes at the right time to Albania when the impact of tourism is incredibly transforming the economy and the image of Albania in the world. In order to show the steps that Albania has taken towards tourism development, Prime Minister Rama brought to attention the situation of isolation of the country experiencing during the communist dictatorship. Today, he continued, we have a completely different reality with more than 10 million tourists who passed through Albania last year and with very high numbers during the first months of this year. Prime Minister Rama emphasized that in addition to the success in this direction, there are also many challenges, as he said, we have to face and solve if we want Albania to move forward in a sustainable way and be a destination where tourism be an added value. The Prime Minister appreciated the role of the World Tourism Organization in sharing expertise and knowledge between the countries so that the mistakes of the past in terms of tourism development are not repeated. The 17th meeting of the Commission for Europe of the World Tourism Organization is being held in Tirana with the participation of the leaders of this organization, the Secretary General of the WTO, Zura Pololikashvili, the Executive Director, Natalia Bayona, and the ministers and representatives of tourism sector from 40 countries of the continent. The meeting, an organization of the Ministry of Tourism and Environment of Albania and the UN World Tourism Organization, opened with a reception ceremony by the Minister of Tourism and Environment of Albania, Mirela Kumbaro. Minister Kumbaro started her speech evoking Albania's hospitality, which is being transformed day by day into a symbol of tourism. It was the barometer of the World Tourism Organization for the year 2023, the fourth in the world in respect to the increase of tourist flows. In her speech, Minister Kumbaro added that the latest data on tourism arrivals show that it is likely that Albania will remain at the top of the list. In these years, we are writing a new chapter of cooperation with the World Tourism Organization, and I'm grateful to all my colleagues in this hall for their trust in Albania, Minister Kumbaro said, among other things, during her opening speech. Today, Tuesday, April the 9th, following this meeting, the conference Investments in Tourism and Economic Development in Europe and Albania will be held, which is organized in three panels where success stories and investment perspectives will be discussed, as well as for the promotion of these investment practices with the participation of the Deputy Prime Minister of Albania, Belinda Baluku, Minister of Economy and Culture and Innovation, Blendi Gonji, the Minister of State for Local Government, Arbian Masniku, and the representative ministers of the tourism industry from all over Europe. Radio Tirana with the news. Infrastructure projects are the government's top priority. One of the important works, the Logara Tunnel in Vlora, will be accessible to road users at the start of the tourist season in June. In addition to the construction of the tunnel, work is continuing on the construction of the connecting roads of this work to the national road access in order to be ready on June the 30th when it will open to traffic. Albanian Deputy Prime Minister, at the same time Minister of Infrastructure and Energy, Belinda Baluku, together with the Director of the Albanian Road Authority, Gentian Gjuli, visited the works at the construction site, which is considered one of the most important in terms of infrastructure. Work is being done on concreting the last meters to continue with other processes, asphalting, lightening the ventilation system in the Logara Tunnel. Baluku, assessing the progress of the works, said that during this tourist season, the Logara Tunnel will be accessible, significantly facilitating traffic and shortening the distance to the south coast. The Deputy Minister of Education and Sports, Anna Kapai, was highlighting the significance of opening of College of Europe in Tirana, while also announcing that the Albanian government is providing 5 scholarships of a total of 150,000 euros. Kapai was invited at the Foreign Policy Assembly Committee, where the draft law on the ratification of the agreement between the Council of Ministers of the Republic of Albania and the College of Europe for the opening of the branch of the College of Europe in Tirana was discussed. In presenting the draft law, Kapai praised the impact that this college will have on Albania. The Assembly of Albania Foreign Policy Committee passed yesterday the draft law on the accession of Albania to the Protocol of the Agreement on the International Occasional Transport of Passengers by Bus, the Interbus Agreement, regarding the regular and specialized regular transport of passengers by bus. Invited to present this bill, to the said assembly's committee was the Deputy Minister of Infrastructure and Energy, Enkeleida Mute, who stated that this protocol is a continuation of the basic agreement. The government's rapporteur of the case, Hatice Konomi, stated that Albania has acceded to the Interbus Agreement in 2004 and the accession to that protocol comes as an extension of this agreement. The president of the Chambers of Commerce and Industry, Ines Muchostepa, held a meeting with the new head of the diplomatic mission of the People's Democratic Republic of Algeria in the Republic of Albania, Seydani Abdelauhab. Muchostepa announced that the topic of the meeting was the cooperation between the Chambers of Commerce of the two countries. You are listening to Radio Tirana. That was the end of the news for today. For more information, you can visit our page at rti.rtsh.al. Next to come in the program, calendar of the day. On April the 9th, 1831, Mehmet Rashid Pasha, departing from Janina towards northern Albania, attacked the Albanian armies in the vicinity of Perleb. This defeat brought the end of the quasi-independent Pashalik of Shkodër. On April the 21st, Fanoli was elected chairman of the People's Party, the first parliamentary political party in Albania. Muharrem Rushiti, a Cham patriot, passed away on April the 9th, 1931. He was among the leaders of the anti-Ottoman uprisings in the southern Albania. On April the 9th, 1936, Albanian diplomatic representatives in Athens requested the opening of 16 Albanian schools and the appointment of Albanian teachers there. On April the 9th, 1961, Ahmed Zogu, King Zog I of Albania, from 1928 to 1939, passed away in Paris. He was born on October the 8th, 1895, in Burgayet of Mat. He was an Albanian politician, Minister of the Interior, Prime Minister of Albania, President of Albania, and then King Zog I of Albania, from 1928 to 1939, after the fascist invasion of the country on April the 7th, 1939, King Zog I was forced to go into exile, where he passed away. This is Radio Tirana. That was calendar for April the 9th. Në vëmë të shpërimë në ngërko e shtjesë mur Kujtime në blur duat për ta se të këndoj Me tremën komedin të valëzoj Një rëzit i kine vin Në një herë jetë të parodin Në shpite në mur në kërkim të një lirin dhe përëndin Diçka filon, diçka mbaron Të dolzoj s'ka kuptim Se varmi dalë vazhdo lumë Për sa të reja koleksionon Si e marko avra pon e djeshja Vulloj e sot një një luft dhe bukur Që nesë një tjetër
You are still listening to Radio Tirana broadcast in English. Profile. Today, Radio Tirana listeners will speak about Vace Zela, an iconic Albanian singer. Vace Zela was discovered by chance at a young age in Lushnja. Vace Zela remains the extraordinary voice that filled Albanian stages with energy. She participated in all music festivals on radio and later on television, from the first organization in 1962 until 1981. If there is an artist whose name is synonymous with music festivals, without doubt, it's Vace Zela. She was and will remain the greatest singer of Albanian light music. Vace Zela grew up and was crowned the queen of Albanian music for over two decades, winning a total of 12 first prizes, an unmatched record for all times. Vace Zela was the first winner of the first festival with the song My First Child in 1962. However, festivals followed one another. Year after year, Vace Zela was always present with her voice. Songs like The Boy and the Rain, The Hiccup, I'm 20 Years Today, The Waltz of Happiness, Midnight, Golden Tracks, and the song of the grandmother, I Will Cut the Braid, and The Bud on the Tree of Freedom, Our Illegal Friends have remained in the golden fund of Albanian music. She was initially appointed as a singer in the Army's Estrada, that is, the variety show, later in the States variety show, and finally, the ensemble of folk dances and songs. Vace Zela was a great interpreter of the beautiful songs of her homeland. Wherever she performed, in cities or villages or even abroad, she was warmly welcomed for her beautiful and melodious voice. She was called the Nightingale of Muzice, not in vain, but quickly became the nightingale of all Albania because she sang with the same love and passion the songs of all regions of the country. In every well-deserved success that the ensemble of folk songs and dances achieved abroad, in France, Greece, Italy, Turkey, Switzerland and beyond, the distinguished singer Vace Zela attracted a considerable audience. The press of these countries highly appreciated her. The transition from folk music to light music was natural. Her repertoire is very rich, including dozens of folk songs, light songs, cantatas, ballads, etc. She also made a significant contribution to film music, interpreting many songs as part of movie soundtracks. A career that was interrupted in 1991, a year that also marked her final appearance on stage, precisely in Switzerland, in a concert for Albanians living there. Vace Zela had extraordinary abilities to grasp the melody, even if heard only once on the radio. Vace Zela's presence at a festival, even with a song dedicated to her, went for years since the first festival she had been the lady of festivals and Albanian songs, sufficed as a fact for Albanians to feel once again the presence of their queen. Vace Zela was honored with the title Great Master of Work. She is included in the book of 500 most influential personalities in the world, the only Albanian to receive this award from the Biographies Institute in America. In Paris, she was compared to Edith Piaf, and in Italy to the great singer Mina. The awards in her name are countless. Merited Artist in 1973. Artist of the People in 1977, Great Master of Work, Honoris Citizen of Lushnja, to the highest award, Honoris Citizen of the Nation. Her songs are constantly sung by younger generations of singers, but they are incomparable with that vocal quality that only Vace did possess. Vace Zela was honored with the Golden Disc in America for contribution to society in 1997. She was chosen Woman of the Year 1997-98 in Cambridge, England, Golden Microphone by the Ministry of Culture of Kosovo. Vace Zela passed away in Basel, Switzerland on the 6th of February 2014. Thank you. Radio Tirana listeners, that is the end of today's profile. You are still listening to Radio Tirana broadcast in English. The last feature for today, the Albanian folklore. Today, Radio Tirana listeners will speak about Vlora's folk costumes. Folk costumes reflect the peculiarities of our culture and artistic taste, preserved continuously in subsequent historical periods, especially in rural environments. The folk costume serves several practical, social, aesthetic, ceremonial, ritual functions. In costumes, changes were observed according to social classes and strata. The quality of the costume's decorations and accessories played a significant role. Accessories also played a crucial role aesthetically and ritually, especially in wedding garments. Along with other ethnographic features, costumes varied greatly according to regions, mainly in terms of cutting styles and embellishments. Traditional folk costumes in the Vlora region are diverse and can be transformed into a real resource of the development of culture tourism. This diversity of colors and styles in the design of folk costumes is quite interesting from an artistic perspective and perhaps constitutes a feature compared to other regions of the country. This well exploited to attract foreign tourists because traditional folk costumes are a continuous object of interest for tourists who choose Albania or Vlora for their vacations. Traditional costumes have distinctive elements that are related, among other things, to the characteristics of the terrain, regions, climate, etc. In mountainous areas with cold climates and developed livestock, costumes were mostly made of wool. In a particular area of Vlora River, linen was also used.